Oravan News on Tuesday, the 27th of July 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe and Miriam. The weather forecast. Today it's partly cloudy with some sunshine and a chance for rain in the afternoon. Temperature ranges between 31 degrees during the day and 25 degrees at night. West-southwesterly winds at 16 kilometers per hour. Humidity 81%. Here's an excerpt from yesterday's presentation about Bima Bamboo. Pashi and a few others are starting to consider to support and entice the cultivation of a high-yielding bamboo species, Bima Bamboo. This bamboo is a native Indian species which has been proven to grow well under the local conditions.
Just as a background, I want to share it with you that in 2008, Lavinia Barabur initiated a study on biomass. With basically the idea of finding out if there's a possibility of using biomass as a source for developing sustainable energy. Because we've been working with solar energy for many years. Similarly, an attempt was made with wind energy also. But then, while solar energy, today we have a capacity, installed capacity of about 500 kilowatts. In wind energy, we cannot estimate the installed capacity, but number of windmills were installed for pumping water because we found that there was not enough velocity in the air to give us the energy production in this. But there was also an element that both these sources of alternate energy are basically dependent on the climatic conditions. So they can be secondary sources, but they cannot be primary sources. And if you want to store, the batteries are so expensive that in Aravur, the cost was working out to buy around about 22 rupees per kilowatt hour. So that is not sustainable from financial point of view. So it was considered to look at another possibility in context of Aravur, and that is where having created a forestry of a dimension that is quite substantive in 20 square kilometers, we decided to look at the possibility of the biomass from our own resources as well as the resources from within. So on the basis of that study, two things became very clear. One was that the foresters of Aravur were not yet ready to share their biomass for any other activity. But on the other hand, there was a possibility within 5 kilometer radius of Aravur that about 13,000 tons of biomass per year was available other than what was being already used. And on the basis of this, it was considered that if we went for our own electricity generation, we could touch about 1 megawatt of electric generation through this biomass availability. Although according to the planned development of Aravur, it was considered that when we are 5,000 in population, we will need something like 3.5 megawatt of energy.
You can listen to the whole presentation on Aravur Radio soon. Security advice. Several incidents like harassments, physical assaults and robbery occurred on the roads in and around Aravur in the last weeks. The Aravur Security Service advises residents and guests not to travel alone on the roads after 9 p.m. They also encourage everyone to inform them immediately after an incident occurs so that they can offer help. And save the phone numbers of the day and night guards in your mobile. They can be called 24 hours. Call 944-33-62691 or late at night 2622700. The phone numbers can be found in the news and notes under Essential Services. And more phone numbers. New Croatian taxi landlines are not working. To repair them takes around 2 days' time. The landline for this time is 2622354 or use the mobile numbers as usual. The mother. When the heart and the mind are at peace, the rest naturally follows. For more information, please contact aravurradio.org.